That last couple scored very well on my puppy knowledge exam.
So did the six couples before them.
Well, you just can't be too fussy when it comes to finding good homes for puppies. And according to my calculations, we've only got two puppies left.
Give me that!
That one may be a bit too playful. But where's the other puppy?
Unless that bush has eyes, I'm pretty sure it's in there.
Oh, yeah, the frightened one. It might be hard to find a good home for such a scared puppy. I may have to start grading on a curve.
What you so scared of, puppy? Oh, everything. I know the feeling. There's one thing I'm not even scared of. Me!
Hey, Jackie, what are you doing?
I'm just teaching this puppy to be brave so she can find a nice home. Hey, what's so funny?
Nothing. Just, maybe Tommy should teach her.
You guys think I'm scared all the time. Well, that's gonna change starting right now. Okay, now, come on, puppy. I'm gonna teach you how to be brave.
Got it. Isn't he cute, Dee? He's got nice, strong teeth. Can we keep him, Dee, huh? Can we? I even thought of a great name. Spiffy, get it? Son of Spike and Fifi. What do you think?
Three little boys and Spike is more than enough.
Aw, come on. Please.
Of course, if he wasn't such a wild one.
I can train him, Dee. Give me an hour.
This is Wawa. He helps me being scared of stuff. So we'll get you your own Wawa and never be scared. How about this? Maybe it's not such a good Wawa. Actually, it kind of scares me too. Well, good idea, Spike. Something nice and plain, like a ball. Oh, sorry, puppy.
How about this?
Ah! What is that, Neil?
It's just a leaf with a face.
Well, just put it back where you found it and kind of don't ever show it to me and puppy again. Sorry, puppy.
Maybe puppies just don't like monkey toys and sticky balls and stuff from Phil Stipe.
That's okay, Chucky. Maybe some doggies isn't supposed to be brave.
No, Tommy. I'm not giving up that easy. I just have to show puppy that not every scary thing is scary. Oh, look, puppy. There's a nice little roly-poly. All you got to do is make friends with the bug. Then you won't be as scared. Like this. Hi, Mr. Roly-Poly. You look like a perfectly nice bug. With big scary eyes and sharp teeth and a really mean face and... Friendly to the bug. Be friendly to the bug. Now you're getting it. I guess I'm only making things worse.
Okay, Spiffy, I'll tell you to sit and you sit. Got it? Dee Dee, he's doing it. He's a genius. Come quick.
Presenting the perfect puppy.
Don't worry, Chucky. We just got to find something you're really scared of. And when Puppy sees you being brave, then she'll be brave too.
That's a great idea, Tommy. When you say something I gotta be really scared of. Okay, puppy. I know the man on the oatmeal box is kind of scary, but all you have to remember is it's just a box of oatmeal with a guy who looks kind of mad. It has a big bean hat and lots of really scary hair.
Look, puppy, it's just oatmeal inside. There's nothing as scary about oatmeal.
You never seen Lily?
What was that?
It sounds like Hubert the trash truck.
Go ahead, Hubert! Julia!
Is it over yet?
Chucky, you're supposed to be a beret for Puppy.
I was kind of hoping you guys forgot about that.
But she didn't forget about being scared.
Oh, all right. See, Puppy? It's just a fast truck. Those big log scary teeth don't chop up little kids and puppies and little kids. Bye, guys.
Right,
Jackie. Oh, see that, Puppy? I'm right. Things is okay, just like I said. It's no use, guys.
Huh, Chucky and Kimmy seem to really be bonding with the puppies.
But, Chaz, we did decide two dogs were too much.
You'll see, Dee. He's really progressing nicely now. Watch! Spiffy, come! See?
Oh! I think he really, really likes me, Dee.
I'm sure Puppy will find a nice family to live with.
I don't know, Tommy. I didn't prove to her I'm brave. I don't think there's too many people that want a scaredy dog.
I bet you a nice person will show up real soon. Hi, Andy.
Or not.
I came to see the puppies. My daddy said I could have one.
Now, a puppy's a lot of work. So I said we would talk about it, Precious.
Yeah, I pick a puppy and you say yes. Where are those puppies? There's one!
I like nice and quiet.
Yeah, one who'll do everything I say.
No, Angelica, you can't have her.
Oh, yeah? How come?
'Cause you're loud and bossy and selfish and sometimes play not very nice.
Yeah, so tell me something I don't know. Besides, if I want that puppy, no one's gonna stop me. Am I? Hey, get away from me! Who wants a dumb, growly puppy anyway?
Daddy, I don't like these puppies.
Oh, good. I mean, sorry, Precious.
You did it, Chucky!
I did?
You were brave!
You stood up to Angelica!
And now Puppy's brave, too!
You're right, guys. Puppy was brave. I guess that means she can go to a really nice family now.
Yeah!
Please, Dee. He's gonna be a great dog. Even Dill loves him.
Please, Dill.
And who are we to separate a father and son?
I suppose we wouldn't want to do that.
Yes! Looks like we're gonna keep them, boys. You'll see, Dee. It's gonna be great.
Maybe two dogs won't be too much.
Chucky, Kibby, your mom and I have decided to let you keep the puppy.
Yay! Did you hear that, guys? Kibby and I get to keep puppy.
I guess puppy is going to a nice family after all.
Puppy.
Machine wouldn't give me is a piece of gum. But I did get these. Here you go, Sprouts. Now you kids play with your prizes while Dilly and I find Grandma Lulu a nice talking bird.
Get a really neat, superhero doll. It's sure to be a collector's item. Of course, I'd be happy to trade with you. Nope.
Hey, Billy. Lulu would love that handsome fella. He likes me. Of course, I've always had a knack for communicating with animals. Must have lost a little something in the translation.
Oh, Lil, if you give me a ring, I'll tell you where I saw a smushed cricket.
Nope. My love, this is just like Okie Dokie Jonesy's.
Hey, guys, someone's got giant feet with shoes just like mine. Never mind.
Hey, guys, my toy looks like lots of fun.
You know, Lil, you could put the ring by the window where the sun will make it super duper sparkly.
Super duper sparkly? Mm-hmm.
Wow!
It's like all the sunbeams is inside it.
Heavens, look! There's some stuff babies like.
Hey, Angelica, you got to give that back.
Oh yeah? Who's gonna make me?
We got to get that ring back.
But we don't know where it is.
It's somewhere in with all these animals.
Okay, so it was my nice, quiet, not scary trip to the pet shop.
Don't worry, you guys. We'll find the all-powerful ring of the sun beads, or I'm not Okie Dokie Jones.
Okie Pokie Pants. Whoever wears the ring of the sunbeams gets their wish to come true. So, as soon as I find it and make my wish, I, Miss Angelique, will be boss of the world.
We have to stop her, Okie.
Yeah.
We're the Okey Dokey John's Adventurers. How hard can it be? Yeah!
Okay, boy, try one more time. Repeat after me. Hi, Lulu.
Hey, lady, want a date?
How dare you, you rude man!
Dagnabbit, that wasn't me. It was the bird.
What are you looking at?
This looks like a job for Okey Dokey Jones.
Maybe I should wait till his nappy time, Okey. He's kind of a big monkey.
No monkey's too big for Okey Dokey Jones. Except maybe that one.
Why is he doing that?
Maybe he's playing blocks.
I hope he doesn't decide to play patty cake.
Okay, men, and, the ones that are girls, we got to climb over those boulders to get the ring before Miss Angelique finds it.
Dopey. I'm not leaving without the Ring of the Sunbeams.
Get that thing, Fuzz Face. Come on, guys. We got to get down first.
Oh, dark, scary place. Regular, scary place.
I do.
There it is!
Out of my way. Ha! Ow!
Lizards! Oh, why'd it have to be lizards?
Lizards. Okay, let's go home.
I want to get out of here, Rocky! And the Ring of the Sunbeams is gonna be mine!
Oh, I hate when this happens. Okay, guys, we're going in!
This place got to be a bazillion years old!
There he is!
You're gonna have to go get it. They don't call you Okey Dokey Jones for nothing.
You're right, Phil. And Okey's gotta do what Okey's gotta do.
I'm gonna get my thing back.
So I can finally relax.
Your mommies are calling you. Time for dinner.
Gotcha!
Hey,
for Okie Dokie and his friends.
Oh, well, time to be boss of the world.
Not so fast, Miss Anti-Creep.
Give me that ring. It's mine.
Oh, look what you did.
Well, at least now Miss Angelique won't be boss of the world.
Dagnabbit, get back here! Well, Sprouts, call me crazy, but I bought this here fella for Lulu. He's spunky, ornery, and stubborn. Just like her. And he talks. Say one of those funny things. Not you. You. Come on, let's see if you come with an instruction manual.
Oh, it's just as beautiful as I dismembered it.
Okay. This is your last and final chance to trade me the ring for the army guy.
I'm never letting go of the ring of the sunbeams.
Well, I guess I can always put you in a Cynthia Wiggin dress.
Going to the pet shop sure was fun.
Pretty good place for make-believe. Even if it was a little scary.
Yep, I'd say it was okie dokie.
Yeah.